Mind Yoga. Change your mind, change your life, change your world.
I would like to congratulate you for taking this very positive step towards your emotional balance and daily serenity. You won't be disappointed. Using our equilibrium techniques will transform the way you see and react to situations in life and put you on an amazing journey of self-discovery. We will help you stop reacting and start responding to whatever life throws at you. Make sure you are able to lie down comfortably, undisturbed, for at least half an hour. Our techniques give tools to break through inhibiting feelings of stress and anxiety, which prevent the inner calm we also crave and which holds us back from achieving our full potential in life. In this first track, we will have a look at the physiology of our stress reactions, what happens in our bodies, how and why. Once we understand the absolute simplicity of turning this physiology around, it is easy to see how our equilibrium techniques work. Then, on track two, we will go on a journey together with our four-step equilibrium relaxation, showing you how to stop your stress reactions in any given moment before they take hold of you. Once you understand the physiology, we recommend that you listen to track two, our equilibrium relaxation, in a quiet place daily for as long as it takes you to master the four steps in an instant, whenever you need them. Now, let's look at what happens in our mind and body when we feel under pressure. Stress, our body's response to our mind's reaction to whatever is happening to us in any given moment. A healthy physical stress reaction overrides every other metabolic function in the body. When we perceive danger, our nervous system kicks in, releasing a burst of adrenaline into our bodies. This potentially life-saving fight or flight reaction gives us the urgency and speed which back in the old Stone Age days would have given us the energy to fight a saber-toothed tiger to the death or run like crazy from it. It is an automatic physiological reaction essential to the survival of our race. As human beings have evolved, our thinking has become more complex. Our stress physiology has not evolved to compensate. Our emotions can produce perceived dangers which don't require a fight or flight reaction, but our bodies still fill up with stress hormones regardless. With positive emotion behind it, this emotional stress can be extremely motivational and constructive. But with negative emotion, it can lead to anxiety and deep psychological stress, which in turn can lead to depression and impaired physical health. Emotional stress is born of the deep subconscious conditioning we've gathered since even before we were born, and the self-programming we cleverly achieved as children to create a comfort zone for ourselves in our childhood environments. Based on our early experiences, we all have a threshold for what we can handle coming at us from the world. When that threshold is exceeded, we become chaotic, uncomfortable, and overwhelmed. In essence, out of that comfort zone we created for ourselves as children. In our adult life, our environment changes, and the model which kept us safe as children is no longer relevant. Ironically, though the unconscious, automatic responses and behaviors created by our early experiences now create suffering, we tenaciously hang on to them. We are either unaware of them, or even if we become aware of our destructive patterns, through fear of the unknown, we subconsciously resist the very changes we want and need to create success in our adult lives. It is this resistance to changing ways which have kept us safe all these years, which creates discomfort and suffering, more commonly known as stress. If you were to think of your mind as an iceberg, our protective, analytical, conscious mind would be the tiny tip of the iceberg protruding from the water, supported underneath by the massive structure which would equate to our subconscious or unconscious mind. A vast store of memory and pre-established programming, and a strong driving force in our lives which induces our emotions in any given situation. Stress can be defined as the result of the conflict between these two parts of our memory, or the silent resistance our unconscious mind gives to our conscious efforts. Your conscious mind may be diligently striving towards your dreams and goals, blissfully unaware that your unconscious mind is silently sabotaging your every effort. And this in itself creates yet another level of frustration and suffering in our lives, when we seem to work so hard to achieve the dreams, only to end up once more in a pattern of failure. As humans, it is important to note that we are motivated at any point in time by only one of two goals: the pursuit of pleasure or the avoidance of pain. Everything we do takes us towards one or the other. When our pursuit of pleasure is blocked in some way, we deal with being pushed over our comfort thresholds with a variety of coping mechanisms and dysfunctional behaviors to avoid our pain. Some express anger and frustration and outwardly blame others. Some go into avoidance, anesthetizing with food, alcohol, overwork or other substances, and some internalize their feelings, becoming lethargic or depressed. And all of these avoidance tactics create suffering and inhibit our potential. As you cannot have a feeling or emotional reaction without first having a thought, we are aiming with our equilibrium techniques to stop your unconscious reaction at the thought process and change any resultant negative emotional energy to positive emotional energy by bypassing the unconscious inhibiting programming which no longer serves us. Once able to observe your thoughts and change your painful reactions to controlled positive responses, our guided meditation will help you get in touch with the unconscious conditioning to start the process of redefining your personal perception of pleasure and pain, which may no longer serve you. Why is it so important to take control of our unconscious minds? In a nutshell, both our emotional happiness and our physical health depend upon limiting our stress levels. As we've already seen, a healthy physical stress reaction overrides every other metabolic function in the body, releasing a burst of adrenaline, giving us an urgency and speed to fight or flight. This response literally has not changed since the Stone Age days. Unfortunately, our environment has, and our modern day stresses are mostly mental or emotional, rarely requiring us to use a large burst of energy, as would have been used to fight that saber-toothed tiger. Subsequently, the adrenaline released into our systems when we feel stressed remains unused, zombieing in our bodies, putting our other essential hormones out of balance, and putting us on a downward spiral, feeling bad. In addition, our fight or flight reaction was designed to last just long enough to fight or flight, and for stresses which came and went, with the body rebalancing in between. These days, however, the fact is, many of us are literally living on adrenaline in a constant state of high anxiety, going from one stressful situation to another during our day, and our stress hormones are constantly out of balance. This constant overload of adrenaline pushes our cortisol hormone in particular out of balance. With sustained stress over time, we can become cortisol dominant. Among other things, being in this cortisol dominant state impairs our mental function, weakens our immune system, and slows down our healing processes. Being cortisol dominant means our stress hormones are constantly in a balance shown to contribute to heart problems, cancers, and other modern day diseases. They literally never get out of the danger zone. Cortisol is the stress hormone. The more you have of it, the more stressed you feel, and the more susceptible to life-threatening diseases you are. Cortisol is our major feel-bad hormone, putting us on a downward spiral, feeling bad, making it difficult once we are in that spiral to shake off our negative emotions. And cortisol is also the major age-accelerating hormone. It interferes with learning and memory, and is in general bad news for our health and well-being as we age. Years of chronic stress can also imbalance our adrenals, leading us to gain weight. When this happens, it doesn't matter how many calories we cut. The body, in crisis mode, preparing to fight or flight, clings to every calorie for an event which never comes. Years ago, once the stress threat was gone, our instincts led us to refuel with calorie-dense foods that are most readily stored as fat in preparation for the next fight or flight. This still happens regardless of whether we've had to react to the stress with a huge burst of calorie-burning energy. In the past, stresses came and went, but now we live in a state of constant stress at consistently elevated cortisol levels, feeling the need to refuel with calorie-dense foods constantly. Research also suggests that long-term increases in cortisol in our bodies causes us to take more pleasure in high-fat, high-sugar foods, and that elevated levels of cortisol can also increase production of leptin, or our I'm full hormone. This may sound like a good thing, but as with anything we have too much of, we become resistant, leading to constant hunger. Most importantly to note, when we live cortisol dominant, we lose the capacity to produce sufficient levels of our DHEA hormone, our major feel-good, anti-aging, and immunostrengthening hormone. DHEA puts us on an upward spiral of feeling good, and studies show that high levels in our systems can actually counter cancers and heart problems, and it is anti-aging. Not just stopping the clock, but actually turning it back. DHEA is one of the most important anti-aging, anti-disease substances for the 21st century, and our bodies can produce it for us naturally. In addition to the stress and anxiety produced by the conflict between our conscious and unconscious memories, this deprivation of DHEA, our happy hormone, contributes further to fatigue, depression, and impaired immune function. Most notably, it deprives us of the joy we also deserve and crave in our lives. Studies have shown that when our mind and bodies are relaxed and oxygen is flowing freely, we start to produce this positive DHEA hormone simply by putting happy thoughts into our minds. We will show you in our Equilibrium Relaxation just how to invoke the production of this essential hormone. Living with constant stress creates emotional misery and literally lowers our resilience to cancers and heart disease, and brings forward many other physical manifestations in our body. What is incredible is just how easy it is to stop this cycle. It begins with a breath. Next time you're up against your modern day saber-toothed tiger, I urge you to follow these four steps. 1. As soon as you feel a negative reaction coming on, take a big deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. This floods the body and brain with oxygen, enabling you to think clearly while you deal with your tiger. 2. Relax all the muscles in your body. This ensures essential oxygen circulates to every cell, removing the tightness in your body and relaxing the mind. 3. Focus on your heart. When you focus on your heart, you bypass the unconscious inhibitors of your brain and make decisions from your true core, which serves you positively. 4. Put your personal elation thought into your mind, which starts the production of DHEA in your body. This step is very important. It literally switches you instantly from a negative mental state to a positive mental state and will keep you there while you deal with your tiger. It is this step which changes your physiology by stopping the downward spiral of negative feeling and invoking essential DHEA, which puts you on an upward spiral of positive feelings. Take some time to find your thoughts. There is something for everyone, different for everyone. This special thought should make you feel elated and ecstatic as soon as you pop it into your mind. Keep it in your pocket for use when you need it. With a bit of practice, these 4 steps will be achieved in the blink of an eye. And when you do this, you immediately stop the adrenaline surging into your body, get oxygen to your brain, and turn painful reactions to positive responses. Once you have gained control of your stress reactions, we highly recommend you progress to our follow-on CD. This is a guided introduction to meditation and subconscious transformation. Our second CD focuses on enabling you to reach deep meditative states where you can make friends with your unconscious mind and set the stage for resetting the subconscious inhibitors to reaching your full potential forever.
Mind Yoga. MindYoga.com.
All Mind Yoga audios are copyright Karina McPherson 2010. If you have friends or family who would benefit from them, please guide them to our website. If you have any questions or experiencing difficulty of any kind whilst using our audios, please contact Karina via our website. If you're taking medication for stress or anxiety or depression, please advise your GP that you're using our system. Thank you.